Washington, D.C. studios. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, folks. How are we doing?
All right.
An unbelievable story in the Washington Post, and we're waiting for Peter Neufeld. He is the co-director of the Innocence Project to call in. But this story is stunning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. In it, it lays out how the FBI has serious problems in its crime lab that potentially a number of people who could be innocent. And in fact, Texas executed one man based upon DNA studies done, DNA studies. He could have been innocent. Now, what's interesting is the FBI began to do a review, some 10,000 pages, if you will, do a review of the FBI, of the labs. And the problem is they've notified prosecutors in some of these cases, but not the defendant's attorneys. Now, anybody who has followed these trials, if you will, they know that, look, when you go to trial, DNA is DNA. I mean, that is considered to be the holy grail when it comes to getting convictions. But what happens when you have folks who are falsifying records? What happens when you have them falsifying data? And when people can't even trust the FBI crime lab, which is supposed to be, again, the, you know, the Taj Mahal, if you will, of crime labs, then what happens? And so the Washington Post, they've had this amazing series of stories breaking this down. And the question is, are you going to see transparency from the Justice Department to share this data, to share it with these defendants? And it says a lot that, again, they are not doing that. And so the Department of Justice, they reviewed these flawed forensic processes. And so what happens next? And what many folks, many civil rights advocates are saying is that they need to be informing the defendants, because you might have people right now who are on death row, who have long prison sentences, who could very well be innocent, proven that they did not commit some crimes, but they're sitting in jail right now. And so we've seen what happened in Texas, where you have, of course, Craig Watkins being very aggressive and saying we must get these things right from the past. And so really, I believe that Attorney General Eric Holder and others should be stepping up and being far more aggressive in being transparent and letting defense teams know what's going on here. Because the last thing you would want is for a family member to be sitting in jail when they could very well be free because of some flawed testing by some expert in the FBI crime lab.
Meanwhile, you're still backed up on the current cases while you, at the same time, you need to be correcting cases from the past, right?
And it's not just on the federal level. In Houston, they've had some serious problems with the crime lab there. They've had to free some people as well, the Houston Police Department crime lab, in Oklahoma City as well. And I know people might say, yeah, but these people, you know, still may have committed some crimes. When you have flawed DNA testing, and we know, you go before a jury, you say, we've got the DNA, people are like, oh, that's it. You know, forget everything else. This is a problem when it comes to our legal system. And again, we know too many people who look like us are trapped in this. And so we need to be very aggressive in saying, open up, be transparent, share this data to make sure that people who are guilty are indeed guilty.
All right, Roland. 21:21, past the hour.